Okay. So we started the sugya last week of Shnayim Shenis Atzma Bedin, right? One of them claims they want to go to the local Beis Din. The other says, I don't want to go to the local Beis Din, I want to go to the Beis Havad, which for now we were just working with Rashi's definition, which is a makom kibbutz chachamim. It's clearly some form of superior Beis Din. What exactly, like, what exactly the scope of that is, we'll have to determine. Like, how much better are they? Are they kind of like plus one, plus two, a totally different category, Beis Din HaGadol Shep Yerushalayim? Those are questions
also
that...
Also, I ask you, is this during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, or is this after?
It's Machlokas also, so that's also an important question. Is it, when so we talk about...
If it's in the diaspora, I mean, what does that mean?
Great question. So, right. So, no, good question. So in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when the Sanhedrin was sitting in the Lishkas HaKazis, there was a formal hierarchy of what they did, right? And even in the times of, like, let's say the Reish Kilusa, there was some form of formal hierarchy. Now there's
well,
no form of formal.
We talk about Sipori. That's after Churban. You know, that's early.
Good. Okay. So good.
It was main time when Jews were there. Was
so good.
After
so
Churban.
No, you're right. So, this is going to partially depend on some of the lumdas of this topic. I'll preface that now, but the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Morty's referencing is in the fourth paragraph of Sanhedrin. The Gemara says. One should always try to, you know, go to a superior Beis Din. And the Gemara then gives a whole host of different examples, right? Rabbi Elazar ben Lud and all these different people, including Rabbi Akiva ben Eibrak, that's one we're familiar with from the Seder. All those examples which occurred... presumably, many of which occurred at least after Churban Bayis. It's talking about, it doesn't even go like to some, I don't remember which of the Tanaim were where. But one of them says, Beromi, even in Rome, was where, you know, the form of superior Beis Din was. And many of the Rishonim say, therefore, it still clearly applies to Zman Hazeh, and you should come to whatever that superior Beis Din is. The Rambam makes a comment like that. The Rush quotes a Rebbe Tam who says something like that, right? So I guess they kind of had a pretty clear hierarchy, you know, if the Rambam. The Rambam has a Beis Din. There isn't going to be much competition for the top Beis Din in North Africa.
Right.
And if Rabbeinu Tam has a Beis Din, there's not going to be much competition for the top Beis Din in France. Who that is, Bisman Hazeh, obviously, you know. All right, figure that out.
We've signed it. You know, we have the RCA Beis Din. We've taken it on ourselves to... There are Beis Din.
Right, exactly. So, but what's Holech Achar Beis Din Yafa? Someone says they want to go to, I don't know, the Rabbanut. Like nowadays, everything is so politicized and everything like that. Go try to figure that out. But Be'etzem, in terms of just the halacha itself, many Rishonim say it should apply Bezman Hazeh. Now, whether or not Tzedek Tirdof, that concept of Holech Achar Beis Din Yafa, underlies our sugya, as we will see, is not obvious. Okay? But in short, it may very well apply Bezman Hazeh. Now, just to recap, what we really started exploring last week were two lashonos from the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. This is source 2 on page 2. Two formulations in the Gemara that appeared to be the same thing, but we noted might be different. In both cases, the Gemara said that we follow the Malve. Whatever the Malva decides is what we do. If the Malva says stay here, we stay here. If the Malva says let's go to the Beis Havad, we go to the Beis Havad. So it seems like the Gemara seems to be presenting just a single unified position, but we noted a couple of differences. So I actually like highlighted them in this source too. First difference was who's reporting here. The first day on the Gemara was Rav Dimi b'shem Rav Yochanan. The second one was Rav Safra. Now, it seems like the original Gersa of the Gemara said Amar Rabbi Yochanan, but we noted that the Maharshal took out Amar Rabbi Yochanan. And we noted, if you look at source 3, the Ifei Naim says... V'lo yitachin, lama machak harashal hacha Amar Rabbi Yochanan. V'im yishum dekashi lai mehada Amar la'el kofin l'mukom avad, halo b'yushami mevor aduhum Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So he highlights actually in the second difference that we're going to highlight in a moment, but he doesn't understand why the Maharshal took out Amar Rabbi Yochanan.
Maybe he was wrong.
So, sorry?
Maybe the Maharshal was wrong.
But why? We still wonder why the Maharshal was motivated to do so.
Maybe his Gersha didn't have it.
So his Stam took it out. I mean, usually when the Maharshal is taking something out and he's modifying our Gersha, he's doing so for a reason.
Okay.
Second difference is not in underlines but italics, right? Dimi reporting Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Kovanos of Yelech Lim Kom Avad. right? And then qualified it by saying that's only when the Malveh says so. The second day of the Gemara, if you look at Kovanosovadan Be'ira, and then the Gemara qualified and said, oh, only if the Malveh says that. So, again, in the end, we end up following the Malveh either way, but we noted that at least at the beginning, the Gemara formulates it differently. The third difference, and perhaps the most significant one, was the justification that the Gemara gave. In paragraph 1, what does the Gemara say? Misha nosha b'chaveiro yotzi mana al mana. The Gemara gave a svara. He's trying to extract $100 from the Lova, and what? He's going to have traveling expenses of $100 to go to the distant basin? That doesn't make any sense. It's not fair. Whereas in the second day of the Gemara, or the second report of the Gemara, we didn't have a svara, but we had what? Pasuk and Mishlei, Eved Lova Lishmalve. So what do those...
The first svara doesn't make sense. It would be... Because the amount of the Loveh, we should also...
Because I think Ben asked that last week. Right. So we'll see, some Rishonim do seem to indeed apply it to the Loveh. So others assume that that the Loveh, when it comes to the Loveh may... In other words, the assumption is that the Malveh won't try to drag the Loveh distant Bastin.
You owe me money. I want to make your life miserable.
Such that I'm going to go somewhere.
No matter how much it costs me, I'm schlepping you to
the Okay, I think the default assumption is that people act...
To just prove you wrong.
The default assumption is that people usually act out of self-interest rather than spite. You know, and if he's going to lose money, he's not going to try to drag the Loveh to the distant basin. On the other hand, the Loveh has a very good reason to drag the Malveh to the distant basin, right? Because...
It's more expensive.
Exactly. Okay, so I think that's the assumption of most Rishonim, but we'll see. I think the Yad Ramah actually does hold that the Svara applies to both. So it's not totally off. What do these differences amount to? So we argued that perhaps there are actually two different positions in this Gemara. The first position is saying that the default is, all else being equal, you go to the Makom Havad. What is the special koach of the Malveh? The Malveh, because of this Svara, Yotzi Mona Al Mona, has the ability to say, no, I'm not going, we stay here. That is the special right of the Malveh, to stay here. The default is go. The Malveh, based on his Svara, right, obviously the Svara is to what? Is to stay. The whole svara is, I don't want to spend money traveling, right. I'd rather stay. So within that svara, it's impossible to say that the strength of the Malveh, or the special ability of the Malveh, is to drag the Loveh to a distant basin. Obviously, what is his special koach?
To dictate
that we are staying here. That's why we start with the language of Kofa Nosov Yelech L'mkom Avad, and the Malveh specifically has an exception because of Misha Nosha B'Chavera. Whereas in the second position... That's why he has the ability to say stay be'iro because of Misha Nosha B'Chavero Yotzi Mana Al Mana. Exactly. In the second position, we're saying Kofenosovadan be'iro. The default is what? Stay put. Why does the Malveh have a special ability to drag him to the distant Beis Din? Now the Svara is not going to suffice, obviously, because the Svara only makes sense to stay here.
Right.
So what does the Gemara bring instead?
The
Eved Lo V'Leish Malveh. And then we could perhaps understand why the Maharshal wanted to take out Rabbi Yochanan, right? Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan is the first day in the Gemara.
Right.
Rav Sapra Amar Rabbi Yochanan, if they're saying the exact same thing, then it makes perfect sense that they're both quoting Rabbi Yochanan. Now, frankly, even if they disagree, it could be two deos and two understandings of what Rabbi Yochanan said.
So then you have a question on the Yishalmi, why they kept it in.
Why?
Because...
Again, even that I wouldn't say is a kasha. Again, there could be very... We have that all the time. Two different... Especially when the Shita is the same, right? They both heard from Rabbi Yochanan that you follow the Malveh wherever you go. Two different interpretations of what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan is a first generation Amora. We have later generation Amoraim arguing about what the Svara behind Rabbi Yochanan's logic was, which is totally mistaber. But that wouldn't be a problem. But... We can also understand why the Maharshal was inclined to take out Amar Rabbi Yochanan if indeed these are two separate positions. So this week, let's just discuss however many we can. I compiled, I think, four different nafkaminas here of different ramifications of this question. So one obvious question is, so what indeed is the default? Right? In cases where there is no Malveh and there is no Loveh, what do you do? That would obviously be a good indication for us. If you hold, let's just point this out methodologically. If you hold that the special koach of the Malveh is the svara of Misha Nosha B'Chavero Yotzi Mana Al Mana, right? To stay here, then obviously the default is what?
To stay.
If his koach is to stay,
then the
default is to, obviously
is to go to the best and
to go, right? That, otherwise, it wouldn't make sense. The whole special svara of the Malveh is Yotzi Mana Al Mana. Obviously, the default is to go. The special ability of him that he has is to stay. If the source is Eved Lo V'Leish Malveh, then is that really so clear? Evelova lishmalva just means the lova follows the malva. There's no indication of whether that's because the malva has a special koach to stay or a special koach to go. It could really be either one. It's kind of open. But we'd be very happy if the default for evelova lishmalva is to stay, the default for the svara is to go. So let's see what the Rishonim have to say about this. So the Rambam paskins all of these halachos in the second half of Perek Vav of Hilchos Sanhedrin. Let's just read through Halacha Vav quickly, and then we'll see the beginning of Halacha Zayin. Shnayim Shem Zazbu B'din. Echad Omer Nidon Kan, ve'echad Omer Nala le'Beisdin HaGadol. Note that the Rambam does not use the term Beis Avad. He says Beisdin HaGadol. Shema Yitu Elu HaDayanam Yotziu Mamon Shalok Kedin. Kopenos Ovedan Be'ira. Rambam says that we force him to stay put. Vim Amar Kisru Tnuli Me'ezatam Dantuni, Shema Ta'isim Kosim Menoslin Lo, etc., etc. If he says, however, okay, I'm going to stay here, but write for me why you paskin the way you did so I can show it to another Beis Din, they do so. I think I mentioned last week, there's a machlokes are showing him whether this is only in a case where he's compelled to use a Beis Din that he doesn't want to,
right,
or any case where he makes that claim. That's a discussion in the Balei HaTosfos. Let's say they agree. We both want to go to the same Beis Din, but at the same time, I say, look, I want to use you as my Beis Din, but I want you to write me that that note as an insurance in case I lose.
I mean,
so if he shows it to another Beis Din, the Beis Din can potentially overrule the, or at least redo the din.
Then there's no end to it, you know.
It's like any appeal system, right? What does the Rambam say in Halacha Zayin? B'medvar mamurim. When do we say kofen oso v'dan b'iro? B'shar hadinin shezet tawain v'zet tawain. In a case where each person is claiming money from another. Or when the malve says, let's stay put, and the love says, let's go to the Beis Din HaGadol. However, if the malve says, let's go to the Beis Din HaGadol, we force him to go. So what's important for us in Halacha Zayin of the Rambam?
The pasuk.
Okay, good. The pasuk, and what does he not quote?
The svara.
Right, he doesn't quote the svara. Something to note off the bat. The Rambam quotes Evelova Leishmalva. He never quotes Yotzi Mana Almana. Second thing, right, that's why I underlined the pasuk there. What's significant about the line Zetoin Zetoin?
It's not talking about a Malva and Lova.
Oh, exactly. Right? Our whole question is what is the default? Zetoin Zetoin. Let's say it's
so
a case of.
How do you use the pasuk if there's no Malva no Lova?
No, he only uses the pasuk in the case of a Malva Velova.
Okay.
He says, in a case where the Lova says, where the Malva says, stay here, what do? Stay here. No surprises there. Right. What about a case where there's no Malva Velova? It's just, let's deal with a case where each one is claiming money from someone else. Like, a classic case is, let's deal with the case of Machlif Parbach Amor, where two people made a transaction, right? I'm selling you a cow, and the cow has... The cow's in the barn, and we walk into the barn, it was a pregnant cow, and now all of a sudden there's a baby calf, right? The question is, was the baby calf born before the transaction or after the transaction? With nafkaminas for who owns the calf, well, right? Obviously, if the cow was yours,
the guy
before
knew the cow was pregnant, if he was selling it,
even still.
You know that if he knew it was pregnant, he would have sold it for more, but he knew that the cow gave birth already, so that's why he...
I was banking, or I didn't know it was pregnant. I didn't know. I thought it was a fat cow.
Not
and all of a sudden, the cow gives birth. Whatever the metzias was is immaterial. That's a very important case in the Gemara for broader sukkahs. But let's deal with that case. Nobody has any advantage over the other. We're both claiming that it belongs to me, right? And what does the Rambam say in such a case? Zetoin v'zetoin, that you stay put. Now, that would fit perfectly with the fact that the Rambam quotes what? The pasuk. Right? Obviously, if the Rambam would have quoted the Svara, you can't say
that
the default
one over the other.
Is to stay put. So is it obvious that the default is to stay put? No, it actually isn't. It's a Machlokas Rishonim. And it's very well highlighted by the Chidush Eran in Source 5.
How's Jane doing, by the way?
Good.
Okay. Umistabra. Source 5 is page, top of page 3.
Okay.
Umistabra, the Vishar Tovei
of... Oh, we're not doing the next one. Okay.
Yeah, we'll get to that halacha when it's relevant. Umistaber the Bishar Toveya Vinitra.
Wait, so we're top of page,
page three.
Yeah. This Ron is going to come up again soon because it's important for another issue also. Umistaber the Bishar Toveya Vinitra. Kagon Gozel Vinigzal, Chovel Vinechval, Mazik Vinizak. All these cases that are not a Malva Velova, not a lender and a borrower, but a case somebody's claiming that he was stolen from, or somebody's claiming damages for various reasons, damages to property, damages to person. Okay. Ema Echa Toen Lechas Labes Avad. Afilu gozel umazik v'chovel shomin ledvarav tevadai man dekabayi based in mumchin dina kabayi. He says in other cases of malva v'love, it doesn't matter whether you're toveya or even the nitva, even if you're the person from whom money is being claimed, who would be parallel to the love, right? We listen to him and we go to the basedin. Why? Because clearly somebody who wants a better basedin really wants the truth. Necessarily true. You could have argued. He could have been trying to just, you know, push off the case, but that's the
svara. Whatever better bezdin means,
right?
Right.
Well, let's assume that there's a formal hierarchy for simplicity's sake for now. Okay. Again, we're gonna explore this issue. It's a subject to a major machlokas between the Ramban and his student Rabbeinu David Bonfil as to what exactly constitutes a superior bezdin, and that machlokas is going to have important ramifications. So we'll bezdin Hashem get to it, not tonight, but maybe next year.
So what about if one person lives in one city, one person lives in another city?
That case is discussed also.
Yeah.
So those are more complicated cases.
You're foreign shopping,
Right? Because then what if the malva says, I want to do it here, like the lova, right? Exactly. But the lova has to travel for it. So yeah. So the Rishonim discussed those cases. Yeah. Those cases are complicated. Like there are a lot. There's a as
so
you can imagine.
Already, from Philo Mitzvera, Litzipore.
No, but that's saying. Let's say they're both in Tveria. Well, no. She goes. No. She goes to meet him in Tzipori.
Right.
Which would imply that's a good point. From the Malva, from the Gemara's comparison to Malva Velova, would appear that he has to follow the Malva wherever he wants to go. But again, these cases, like if you go through like the Chachmei Ashkenaz on these things, going through the Chachmei Ashkenaz, like the Mordechai, is often a lot of fun because it's kind of like a portal into their historical time period. Reuven so-and-so, who was a Parnes from community X, wanted to judge Shimon, and Shimon said, I'm not going to that community because all the judges are in your pocket.
Right.
And like, yeah, these cases, like looking through the Mordechai and Sanhedrin, all these cases come up. So as you can imagine, the issues like this, certainly in times when travel wasn't as easy as it is today, really came up. And they discuss all sorts of these cases. In terms of like the lumdus of the Koach HaMalveh, those cases aren't as critical as some of the other issues, but they definitely come up. I don't remember all the details of like all the different cases, but the Ron says it seems as if in other cases it seems
I'm thinking my own legal practice, we always form shopping. A client comes to me. The first thing I'm thinking about is where am I going to sue? Do I have jurisdiction in this court, that court? What's best for me? And this is a huge.
So it's a huge
issue in American law.
Interesting.
Huge, tremendous.
Uh-huh.
Especially in corporate law.
Really?
We could discuss it later, but it's huge. It's
okay, tremendous. It was big 1,000 years ago in Europe also.
I don't want it. I always try to avoid Delaware. and now corporations are enacting bylaws that if a shareholder sues them, they must sue them in Delaware, but the company could decide to go.
Why Delaware is favorable to the companies?
Very, extremely. Uh-huh. It's in the pocket of the Chamber of Commerce, and 60% of U.S. corporations are incorporated in the state of Delaware. 25% of Delaware's state budget is from incorporation fees. Otherwise, they have nothing there.
Wow, that's their economy.
12 minutes, and you're through the state. You can drive.
They have nothing. There's nothing else going on in Delaware.
Very interesting.
There's Dover Air Force Base. That's been
right. I mean, people don't live there and commute to D.C.?
People live in Philly. Mm-hmm. It's very good.
My brother had to work in Delaware for like an internship for like a month.
Right.
I had to go to Washington. I dropped him off and was like, you're out of the state in a minute.
Interesting.
No, from New York, it's very easy. You just take the Acela to Wilmington. It's 90 minutes and then you're back in the same day. I go to court there all the time.
Right. Alright, Tov. So this was an issue this is an issue in medieval Ashkenaz and undoubtedly Sfarad as well. So the first day of the round is what? In cases that it's not a Malva Velova, where he seems to be assuming that nobody has the advantage, right? It's equal. And he says, go to
the higher
court. And then look at the second paragraph. Some say the opposite. Again, reiterating the case that he said before. What do they do?
What's the distinction?
They both stay put.
Why should a mazik and nizik, you know, one person's trying to get money out of the other one.
That's actually our next topic. Three tovim acherim. Let me get back to that in a second. Ron seems to be assuming that neither one, we'll talk about it. There's a machlokes we've shown him whether it's specifically malva v'lova or others as well. That's going to be our next issue to... It's going to be our next issue to catalog. But at least for now, the Ron seems to be assuming, and part of this is based on the broader context of the Ron, which is not on this page, but the Ron seems to be assuming that neither one has the advantage, and yet he still has two deos as to, what do you do? Do you go somewhere else, or do you stay put? And again, I didn't quote all the sources here. The Arama discusses this issue. The Rush seems to contradict himself. How you get out of the contradiction requires a lot of creativity. But good creativity. I think it's true creativity, not just creativity for the sake of creativity. So you have this basic issue of what is the default. And obviously, if the koach of the malva is the svara, yotzi mana almana, it's a special svara that allows him to stay put, you'd have to say that the default is to go. And then it only makes sense. If it's evelov lish malva, you could go either way. It makes a lot of sense to say that the default is to stay. So the fact that the Rambam quotes evelov lish malva and says the default is stay put, the koach of the malva is to go elsewhere, seems to be consistent. Now, let's move to the next. Fine. So we have one issue being, so we already discussed the Gemara and Daf Lamed Aleph. What is the default? Third issue. Should it apply to goes of an exile? So you tell me. Ben, that bothered you that it's...
If you hold by the pasuk, if you're using the pasuk, then it doesn't apply.
So flush it out.
Right. Because it doesn't have a malva in a malva. So he can't...
Well, let's start on the other side. If it's the svara of Yotzi Mana Almana...
First of all, the pasuk is not... It's not from the Chumash, right? It's from
Mishnah.
It's from Mishnah.
It's not exactly like Kasha. That's always a really ambiguous issue. When you have a Gemara quoting a halacha based on...
But it wasn't a halacha. Mishlei, it's not. He's talking philosophically.
Right. No. Basically, the question is, this is a huge question. What do you do with drushos from Nach that are not from Torah?
What did they do before the Nach was written? You know.
Right, okay, good, if you want to put it that way. But what is the halachic status of a drasha from Nach? Really not so clear. We'll just take it now as...
It's more like something.
On matters like this, this happens to be like a lower stakes one insofar as it's not a new mitzvah or anything like that.
Right.
It's just a procedural issue.
Right.
So you could say the pasuk is telling you what you do procedurally.
Can't right? make it...
But I still think that the question is valid. In other words, if it's the svara, let's put it this way. Let's start with the svara. If it's the svara of Yotzi Mana Almana, then should there be a difference between Malva Volova or anybody else trying to extract money?
No.
Obviously not, right? The whole point is, why am I going to spend $150 going there if I want $100 from you? It doesn't matter if I want those $100 because of a loan or because you damaged me or because you stole from me. It doesn't make a difference, right? If it's Evelov Leish Malva, one can maintain... that is specifically Malva Volova. It's not inconceivable to say that Malva Volova are just
Malva and Lovas.
Placeholders for Toveya Venitva.
Right.
Okay? Fine. So let's see what the Rishonim say about this. The Rambam, Halacha Zayin, we'll just read the underline. So we read the first part already, right? Evelov Lish Malva. The Rambam says, V'chein im ta'an zeh shehiziko gozlo v'rotza ha'toen la'alos kofin besin sheba'iro esanitan la'alos imo v'chein kol kiyotze b'zeh. So the Rambam says... it doesn't only apply to a malva v'lova, it applies to everyone else as well. Now that's important because the Rambam, as we noted, quotes what?
The pasuk.
Evelov l'ish malva. So clearly for the Rambam, even though it's based on the pasuk,
it's a general...
it's a placeholder, right, exactly. It's a generic description of what's going on. Fine. But we have others who say that, why... but take a look at the Rush in source 6. V'lav davka lova v'malva. It's not specifically a lova v'malva. Ela filu gzelos u'mekach u'memkar u'matonos v'yerushos. The whole davar sheish bo toveya v'netva, he says, it's true that every toveya is going to be able to decide. And look at what he says: t'hai time of the Rabbi Elazar shalo yotzi mana almana shayich b'chol toveya. So the Rambam is working with an emet lo v'lish malva and says he expands it. The Rush says something very, very logical, which is whole svara of yoti mana amana, as we said, applies to anyone who's trying to claim money.
Two people. You know, that's only if you have a person who was damaged and a damager.
Correct, correct.
But if you have...
if you have towing the towing, that which was the Rambam's case, then it goes to the question of what's the default, as we pointed out. Then you have a question of what's the default. The Rush's point is, whenever you have a Toveya, if you're dealing with the Svara, a Toveya shouldn't be any different from a Malva. It doesn't matter why or what my justification is for claiming the money. All that matters is that I am claiming money and I don't want to spend more on my travel expenses than I'm claiming. The Yad Ramah disagrees.
Yad Ramah is...
is the Ramah. Not Rav Moshe Israelis. Okay. The Ramah is Rav Meir Halevi, I want to say. Early Sfarad. Not Catalonian Sfarad. I think I've told you guys this. There are two...
Right.
What, I've told you this before?
I think... No, I'm just trying to put it all...
There are two Sfarads. There's Muslim Spain and there's Christian Spain, right? Just from history, we know that the Muslims take Spain and then the Reconquista happens and the Christians take Spain back. Right?
Right.
That's the Spanish Crusade. Then, yeah. Exactly.
So
fine.
The Rambam.
So, right. So, the Rambam, those are the two distinct intellectual cultures. That's, a lot of people don't realize that.
So, you have the Rambam and the Rif.
Right. Psak Lamaisa, we just associate them all with Sfarad. So, Muslim Spain, you have the Rif, the Rambam, the Rimigash, the Aramah, and that school. And then later, and then like 100 years later, a little over 100 years later, in Christian Spain, you have the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, and Udi Imam and their school, the Ra'ah and their school. Now, what's I told you, it's a very important difference because the the Catalonian school, like the Ramban school of Christian Spain, is coming after the Tosafist revolution. Rabbeinu Tam like really revolutionizes the way
learning.
Learning happens, and the Ramban is post Rabbeinu Tam. He has Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri's works, and he's kind of already in that train of mind and kind of like almost taking what they did to the next level. And Udi Imam. Whereas the Rambam, as we know, is a lot of times isn't even working with Rashi.
Right.
Forget about Rabbeinu Tam. So it's a totally different intellectual culture. So the Rambam is from I'm almost positive the Rambam is from Muslim Spain, not from Christian Spain. Stylistically, you can kind of see that. Are you checking me up on this?
No, I thought it was right here.
What are you looking for? You don't even look at what he says. We'll take it from the top quickly. We don't have to read the whole thing. Second line after the period. When the Malva says, let's stay put, you stay put. So here the Ramah actually does something very interesting, right? When the Malva says stay put, you stay put. Why? When you go, why do you go? When the Malva says go, you go. Why do you go when the Malva says let's go to the Makom Avad? Eved lo v'le ish malve. So which one is it? On the one hand, he's saying the reason why you stay is because of the Svara.
Right.
The reason why you go is because of the Pasuk. So what's the default? You're invoking the Koach of the Malva on both sides.
Right.
So that's why I said I think Morty's right in saying that according to the Ramah, I think the Svara applies to both the Malva and the Lova.
Okay.
In other words, the default is stay because of this whole idea of why should I have to...
Try.
Right, exactly. But when the Malva says go, you have a special Svara of Eved Lova Leish Malva. And what's the proof for that? The next line, V'davka Malva de'isbe ha'itayma aval sh'ar t'vios v'dinei nachalos u'chiyotze v'hen. Kovados Ovadan
Beiro. Disagrees with the Rosh.
Exactly. Disagrees with the Rosh, disagrees with the Rambam. Clearly, he's working with a strict Eved Lova Leish Malva. And it's specifically...
But he's before the Rosh.
He is before the Rosh. Yes, before the Rosh.
The Ram.
The Ramah. Yad Ramah.
Yeah, and once again, this is two deos in the Chidush Eran. The Chidush Eran presents a whole... Chidush Eran here presents a whole host of different positions, as we'll see. But his first position, this is a repeat of source 5, appearing again. Right? There he's saying that it appears as if they're on equal standing. He's saying when you're not dealing with the Malva and Alova, they're on equal standing. But when he elucidates his own position in source 8, Shomin lamalve de eved lova leish malve. Ha'ilu amar lo ve'ein shaman lo kivan de ika, that should say, be'ir mumchin. Mishum dividinhu, listen to what he says, mishum dividinhu sheyipara lo ve'eschovo. So there, I'm sorry, let me take a step back. In the second paragraph, as we saw in the Ran says, "V'ikad de'deka ipcha v'amri de'davka malva yachol lahalos alova lebeisin hagadol mishum evelo leish malva avash ara tovin." No, the Ran had the second daya that what? That is specifically the malva who's allowed to take in elsewhere and not other tviyos, right? That's reflected in some of the Ran's other formulations. In this source 8, first you see what he quotes, evelo leish malva, not the pasuk, the pasuk, not the svara, right? And then look at how he explains it in the second underline. Mishum dividinhu sheyifra lova eschova. Ve'od eino bedin sheyotzi hamalve mana almana sheholvehu hamalve. He seems to be quoting the Svara, but he adds two words, sheholvehu hamalve. What I think the Ran is saying in both of these lines, mishum dividinhu sheyifra lova eschova, is that, and this is a Svara that we find in other areas of halacha as well, we have to remember that the malve essentially did a tova for the love, right? We're working in a society, in a halachic system where right. there's no interest, right? There's an iser ribis, deoraisa, ribis ktsutsa, right? So essentially a loan is free. a form of tzedakah, really, right? The Rambam describes loans as a form of tzedakah. Right. So a lot of times we'll give the advantage to the malve in light of the fact that he is the one who's doing a favor for the love. It's kind of like, I went out of my way to do you a favor and now this is how you're treating me?
That's why you give them the upper hand.
Right, exactly. So that svara, however, would specifically apply to what? To a malva and a lova. What? You're skeptical?
No, I'm just...
It could be taken advantage of.
No, I'm not. I was just thinking of something else. I have a private arbitration in my office that one of my colleagues is handling. And it's from people. And there was a question of whether this is a loan or an investment. And there was a whole bunch of testimony about whether or not they did a heter iska or they didn't do a heter iska, and
and it would have ramifications for the arbitration for,
yeah, because wow. Of their course of dealing, they had a normal course of dealing.
One of them was trying to claim that it was a loan,
right?
How is he getting around? He doesn't care about the ribis d'oraisa.
What? Right. So
if there was a heter iska,
there wasn't in this deal.
There wasn't a heter iska, so it was straight up ribis.
But he said, well, you know, we didn't do a heter iska for this deal, but because we always have deals, you know, I thought that
that the heter iska applies to those things also.
I wasn't there. I wasn't there for the testimony. Right. But,
should have gotten a basin for the arbitration. Should have gotten a basin for the arbitration.
Well, it's my partner is a former judge who's from guy from Breuers. So.
Right.
And he's very, I mean, you know, learns Daf Yomi, he's a very smart guy.
So right.
They chose him as a from...
To determine.
First of all, you understand
what heter iska is about, right, exactly.
A bunch of guys from Muncie, well, I mean, you know.
Right. You're allowed to do arbitration.
We've been done, sure, right, so, we were talking about
so,
that.
So, you know, they went to a from guy to do it.
Right, yeah.
Right. Let's just finish this up.
It's just funny, you know, because you mentioned is loan a tzedakah, so that it just triggered the
right.
Okay.
So the Ran also another line in the Ran is in source 9 on page 4, where he kind of again says it's something similar. But also Rav Papa leflugi velomer daafilu borer malve mumchin rotzalomer hadyotos mazi lo velaake velomer ani rotzal mumchim achirim. Okay. This was Rav Papa who said that as long as they're in the same city, the lova can choose his own, right? Mika matrach nalacha, what's the big deal? Let me choose my own Bezdin, okay?
Bezdin or person?
I want the Bezdin of Rav Huna, I want the Bezdin of Rav Chista, they're equidistant, so I have equal right to choose. That was the Shita of Rav Papa.
What does he have over the other one? What's
they're equal standing,
so
the Malva chooses one, the Lova chooses the other. In general, the Malva has the advantage, but here, because they're equal standing.
So when they have equal standing, what do you do?
That was the case where Papa suggested where each one has the right to reject the other's based in, and then they're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And then they either have to choose a third based in, or they have to do Zavla, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Okay.
Are we reading from
there? This is the second line of 9.
Which is on 4.
Even though in a matter where their claims are equal, we give the advantage to the Malveh, Hasam taimahu de kivan de ikab seid alachad v'hi la'alos besavad. Okay, this is the key line. This is on the third line. B'din hu sheyafsed lova. When one of them has to lose, what's right is that who should lose?
The lova.
The lova.
But that's...
Why?
Because he was given money.
So I think the Ran is working within the same sphere. He never explicates it, but I think the Ran's mentality is the malve is going out on a limb to do a favor for the lova. So who are we... In a case where we have to choose, who are we going to give the advantage to? The malva. Now, as we said, according to the Ran and many other Rishonim, it's specifically a case where he agree, where it's certified that he is a malva. If he says, right. I've never met you before in my life, I have no idea what you're talking about.
But what's the case here? The case is, I lent Ben money, but Ben says, yeah, you lent me money.
But I paid you.
I paid you.
Right.
So,
because we know that you went out and did Ben a favor, right, we give you the advantage. Now, does that mean that you're going to win the case? Obviously not, right? Then we have to go through all the halachos of Tainas Paraiti, and if it's Milva Alpeh or Milva Bishtar, and all the halachos pertaining to those areas. But that's that's the Ran's part. There's an interesting middle shita in the Sma, and we're not going to finish 4 and 5. We'll do them quickly as a mop-up at the beginning of next year. Sma is the Sefer Ma'arinayim. It's an early commentary on Choshen Mishpat. I don't know the biographical info of the Sma. It's the same. Sma also wrote commentaries on the Tur, the Prisha and the Drisha. But I don't know what his name was, which is really bad. I should know. Early Akron. Early Akron. So he has an interesting middle position, which I'll just quote. Outside rather than read it all inside. And then again, 4 and 5, I'll just give a brief overview and we'll finish them up next time. But he has an interesting middle position, which is as follows. He says that Malva Velova, Malva has the advantage. He says in a case of Gzela, a case of Chavala, a case of Nezikin, and all of those cases mentioned by the Ran.
What's Chavala?
Chavala is you beat me up, right? Okay. So in any of those cases, we give the advantage to the Toveya. However, if it's a Mocher and a Lokayach, and one of them is claiming money from the other, it's not a case of Zetoin v'Zetoin, as we were talking about before, then we don't follow the Toveya. Specifically, Chovel and Mazik and Gazel, in those cases we follow the Toveya, but again, not in cases of Mechira. So what's his svara? His svara is actually similar to what we said in the Ran. In the Ran, what we said is that the Malva did a favor for the Lova. In the case of Gozel, let's just deal with Gzela, right? It's not that the Malva did a favor for the Lova, but it's the opposite, right?
Yeah.
It's that the Gozel inflicted damage upon
right.
the Nigzel, right? In the case of a Mecher, where one's selling to another person, even though one's claiming from the other, it's not like any party did a favor for the other party. It's not like any favor, any party, right, wrong to the other party. So the Sma kind of inverts the Ran Svara of Malva Velova, but expands it to other cases, because in those cases, one party wronged the other. Now, just to close, the Nafkaminas that we're going to see next, or what about cases where, we'll do this next time, but where there's no cost to travel to the other place.
Right.
What if the Lova offers, like, let's go to this far basin and I'll pay for your travel expenses, okay? Or the case that we saw where they're in the same town, the Bati Din are in the same town. Rav Papa said, you can say, Mika Matrach Nalcha, the Lova has equal standing in that case because what's the expense to you? Now, obviously that makes sense if the Koach of the Malva is the Svara of Yotzi Mana Almana. If it's Eved Lova Leish Malva, should that work? No, not at all, right? The Rambam, so what would you expect the Rambam to say? The Rambam quoted what?
Apostle.
Eved Lova Leish Malva. And significantly, the Rambam does not quote this Mika Matrachna Lacha, this notion that when they're in the same town,
right.
they can collect. So just to recap, again, it's just like the same Chakira, what's the default? Are we going out with the Malva have a koach to stay, or are we staying with the Malva having a special koach to go? It has ramifications for the Gemara Def Lamed Aleph. How we understand the default, the question of whether it's specifically Malva Velova or others, and then we'll briefly just flesh out like these cases where the Lova offers to pay for the travel expenses, and there's no expense to the Malva.